I'd say, Ryan, you should know that you are about to make a life-altering decision under the influence of way too much beer.
I mean, I'm assuming lotto numbers are right out. This is a lame magic phone, but...
John, you should know you should stop drinking.
Hi, Duo. It's me, Duo, from the future. You should know that,
You should know.
You should know.
Mark, you should know.
You should know.
Today, I invented a new kind of telephone. It's got a rotary dial, it's made of Bakelite, and it has one special feature. It allows you to call the past. If you could, today, speak to your past self for just a few moments, what would you say? We went out into the city of Chicago to ask people of all ages what they would say to a younger version of themselves. Self, this is what you should know.
You should know, like, math problems, what 100 times 5,000 it was.
I would pick up a phone, talk to my 10 years younger myself, would say, hi, Mindy. You should know that life is short. Don't miss any opportunity to spend time with your family.
Marla, you should know when the pediatrician tells you that your child isn't going to be much of an athlete, he is really, really wrong. So don't worry and switch doctors.
You should know that living and speaking with integrity at all times is what's important in life. Between 38 and 58, I made some mistakes in which I was not living with integrity, and I wouldn't have wanted to make those mistakes, and I wouldn't want my children to make those same mistakes.
I'm a fire captain paramedic full-time. Okay. I work like a dog, and I would say I should have had my family sooner. However, in hindsight, had I married the person I was with at that time, I probably wouldn't have a family. So okay. It was kind of a timing thing. So
Ryan, you should know that focusing solely on your career and not on your passions will not serve you in life.
You are going to find yourself changing your career, your family role. The things that you do are going to be so different in the next 10 years than what they are right now. But you, as who you are internally, is going to stay the same.
One day, you're going to be working in a plumbing supply warehouse driving a forklift, and that will be part of your life for almost 2 years. That would have been completely shocking because I think my 19-year-old self would have scoffed at the idea of manual labor. But knowing what I've done now, it feels like it was a good experience to be able to physically work for my rent.
You should know that putting the time and energy into your education is going to pay off. It's going to pay off for you in a much better job, and it's going to pay off for your kids because they're going to see how awesome life works out when you put effort into your education.
I'm actually quite appreciative of a lot of the mistakes that I've done in those last 10 years.
I kind of feel like I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be.
You know, so we've really had some rough times, and yet, you know, they've been wonderful years. Even this year, having breast cancer, my daughter said, I think this has been our best year ever.
You should know that you have more power and more agency than you think you do, and less responsibility than you are taking on.
I lied. There is no magic phone. But we can look forward. What advice would we give ourselves 10 years in the future? Learn from your past mistakes. Listen to yourself. You will know. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. Hello? This piece was produced by HeartLife NFP as part of the 24-hour radio race from KCRW's Independent Producer Project.